News, I'm Ben Thomas. Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter has been laid to rest in her Georgia hometown with her husband bearing silent witness.
At a funeral in their church in Plains, Jimmy Carter watched from his wheelchair as grandson Josh remembered a doting grandma, a political power, and a friend to those in need.
My grandma lived one of the most incredible lives this world has to offer.
Son Jack noted his parents' 77-year partnership.
Dad got used to Mom disagreeing with him because she was really good at it.
And before a motorcade carried Rosalynn Carter through Plains one last time to her burial plot in view of the family home's front porch, Pastor Tony Loudon said she would not want anyone to grieve her death.
Jimmy tried to beat me here. I got here first. I've won the prize. Tell him I beat him, and I'm waiting on him.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Hamas has released a total of 16 hostages today. Included among them, says President Biden, an Israeli-American. It's the last swap under the current Gaza truce, but international mediators are working to extend the ceasefire. The U.S. Cyber Defense Agency has issued a warning after a hacking group claimed credit for disabling a controller at a water utility near Pittsburgh. Lisa Dwyer has more.
The attackers likely accessed the device by exploiting cybersecurity weaknesses, including poor password security and exposure to the internet. The equipment, identified as vulnerable, is used across multiple industries, including electric utilities and oil and gas producers. The Cyber Defense Agency is urging water and wastewater utilities to take steps to protect their facilities. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And U.S. life expectancy rose last year by more than a year to 77 years, 6 months. But it's still not close to what it was before the COVID-19 pandemic. This is AP News. A Biden administration proposal would provide the North American wolverine with long-delayed threatened species protections. Julie Walker has details.
Wednesday's determination that the species is threatened with extinction follows years of scientists warning that climate change will likely melt away the elusive species snowy mountain refuges. Wolverines were wiped out across most of the U.S. by the early 1900s from unregulated trapping and poisoning campaigns. About 300 surviving animals in the U.S. live in fragmented, isolated groups at high elevations in the northern Rockies. Last year, a federal judge had ordered the Biden administration to make a final decision on whether to seek protections that were rejected under former President Trump. I'm Julie Walker.
Thank you, Julie. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.